Elizabeth Chapman is with us. She's been with us a number of times, writes beautiful poems about baseball, about the Giants, and has written a very nice one. Elizabeth, good morning. Good afternoon to you. You've been very patient here in the studio with me. Tell us about this poem.
Thank you, Marty. The poem's called Wild Card, and it was written at a dark moment, literally. The Giants had just lost to the Dodgers, the third game of that series. They were heading back to the last four games of the season here. And the dark fell, and it began to rain. So it's called Wild Card, because that was still not a sure thing. But there's a double meaning as time has gone on. And I think the wild card refers to exactly what Marty was talking about with his guest earlier. It's the improbable part of baseball, the human factor. When you throw the numbers out, and what's left is the human stuff and the things we... So this
here
is
we go.
Okay. Happy poem. Wild card. 11 o'clock, around an hour after the Giants' loss in Chavez Ravine, the air grows heavy here. Out front, my hydrangea leaves toss in the sticky wind the way they do ahead of rain. This September dark feels darker than before. Will the circle be unbroken? We still don't know. Eyes forward, Dwayne Kuiper said on the radio last week. Did it all end with that hanger and Kershaw's stand-up triple? Is that defeat our season? It can't be. We need more food for winter. Blackbirds flocking to the fence, scooping up the seeds we scattered. A black bear gorging on red berries by the river. Eyes forward. The way riding, you have to look between a horse's ears at the next short stretch of road, the next nine innings, this one game, and next week, one more. Say it's a buckskin, kinda mean, a wrangler's horse once. Look too far ahead, and those ears flatten back. It's the bitter roots, the crazies, trouble. Now there is time. The bullpen's strong. The youngsters, Panic, Susak, Strickland, new to the big leagues, doing well. The middle of the order, Pence and Pablo have whacked their way out of a slump before. So you lean forward on the neck, grab some bristly mane. These Giants are one scrappy team. Last night's rain has washed the sidewalks clean, greening up the parched hills, the ballpark grass, the kale garden back of center field. Listen to the radio. Marty Lurie says, when September comes, the pros take over. The car that brought us here is still running. More rain in the forecast. We're out of Dodgers Stadium, eyes forward, and the team's aboard the plane that brings us home.
Wow, beautiful. Maybe your best.
Thank you.
Boy,
thank you so much.
No, it hit that may be, right, John? Right?
Thank you so much.
Raph?
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Even Jim Kincaid, very nice.
My and pleasure.
It brings you home. And
We're here.
Elizabeth, thank you so much,
You're welcome.
All right, that is Elizabeth Chapman. If you want a copy of the poem, marty@kmbr.com, and I'll paste it in and I'll send it to you if you want a copy of it. All right, thanks, Elizabeth.